Hi, this is Omar Jasmine, lady patient with Dr. Tamam Muhammad with the service is January 25, 2012, and I am dictated patient note for Linda Jenkins, LINDASWASGANKINS. Date of birth of the patient is January 14, 1955 at 01141955. The primary physician of the patient, Dr. Andrew Weller. This copy of the information page on a patient on January 8, 2013. Peter Fragoff, this is the cardiac care of Peter Fragoff. Reason for visit is a follow-up appointment, Peter Fragoff. Dearly, feel the pleasure of seeing Miss Jenkins, our cardiac director. Here is a very 58 years old African American female with a past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, mitosis, and coronary disease. Period. Patient's past medical history is significant for multiple left heart causation. Most recent was done on November 29, 2012, which showed 80% obstruction stenosis of the left main artery, period. It also showed 100% obstruction of the mid LAD, period. It also showed 100% obstruction of the mid RCA, period. Lima 2 LAD was found to be atretic, period. SVG 2 OM2 was found by patent, period. SVG 2 RCA was also found patent, period. Patients with diabetic history also significant for cardiac bypass, which was done in 2002 at St. Joseph Hospital in Ann Arbor, period. We currently do not have the records for this procedure, period. On today, the patient was doing fine, period. Patient denied any chest pain, any shortness of breath, any autonomy, any PND, period. Patient also denied any leg pain or any leg swelling, period. Patient also denied any palpitation and dizziness, present capacity, cup attacks, period. Patient said that she is compliant with all of her medication, following other primary care physician regularly, period. Paragraph, positive medical history, positive medical history, patient significant for coronary disease, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, period. Paragraph, positive medical history, patient significant for left heart catheterization, made for November 29, 2012, and cardiac bypass done in 2002 in St. Joseph Ann Arbor Hospital, period. Social history patient is a non-smoker. Period. She also denies drinking alcohol or using any illicit drug. Paragraph. Family history of this patient significant for coronary disease, diabetes, hypertension. Paragraph. Allergy. Patient allergy to Plavix and Ticlid. Paragraph. Current medications. Please copy the list of current medications from page to a patient on January 2013. Everything stays the same. Paragraph. Physical examination. On today, the revision of the patient was 131 by 77 mm mercury. Pulse is 84. Weight is 162. Height is 5 feet 2 inches. Period. For rest, please copy number 10 page of examination. Paragraph. Diagnostic test number 1. Echocardiogram. Patient had an echocardiogram on January 9, 2013. We showed ejection rate of 55%. Period. It also showed mild concerned left ventricle hypertrophy, period. Diastolic feeling better indicated impaired relaxation, period. Next is the carotid ultrasound. Patient had a carotid ultrasound on January 19, 2013. We did not show any significant stenosis of the carotid artery bilaterally, period. Vertebral 4 was found to be anterograde bilaterally, period. Please copy the EKG report from December 4, 2012. Testing from page 2 and 3 of patient note on January 8, 2013, period. Please add cardiac catheterization. Patient had a cardiac catheterization on November 29, 2012, which showed 80% stenosis of the left main artery, period. It also showed 100% obstruction of mid-LAD, period. It also showed 100% obstruction of mid-RCA, period. Lima 2 LAD was found to be atretic, period. SVG 2 OM2 was found to be patent, period. SVG 2 RCA was also found to be patent, period. Next paragraph, assessment plan number 1, coronary disease. Patient's paramedic history is significant for coronary disease, period. She has status for left heart catheterization with the placement of 2.75 by 18 mm drug stent in distal left main artery, period. Currently, the patient is on Effient, aspirin, metoprolol, lisinopril, and simvastatin, period. On today's visit, patient was doing fine, period. She did not have any chest pain, any shortness of breath, any autopsy, any PND, period. Since the patient currently asymptomatic and her most recent workup Since the patient currently is symptomatic, so we are going to manage her on the same medication regime. We are making any changes to it. Period. We are going to follow up with her in this regard next and manage her accordingly. Period. Number two, hypertension. Patient's fast medication is significant for hypertension. Period. Blood pressure today with her was found to be 131 by 77 millimeter mercury. Period. Since the operation of the patient is well controlled, so we are going to manage her on the same medication regime without making any changes to it. Period. We are going to recheck her blood pressure on our next visit, and if it's elevated, we are going to manage it accordingly. Period. Next is diabetes mellitus. Patient's past medication is significant for diabetes mellitus. Period. A patient is currently taking metformin 500 mg twice a day. Period. So we have advised patient to be combined all her medication for calling a primary care physician and to have a tight glycemic control with a target HbA1c level less than 6.5%. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Linda, Miss Linda Jackson Jenkins. Period. We are going to follow up with her in 3 months' time, unless needed sooner. Period. In the meanwhile, we have advised her to keep finding a primary physician to take.
Find out when he wants to see him again.
And
2 months.
Yeah.
We have also provided her a telephone number. She can reach us for any questions and concerns. Thank you very much, sincerely, Umar Jasmin. I hear me, our space, EJD, space, I like it. Thank you, patient note for Dr. Tamam Muhammad with all of his certification and our dictation. Thank you.
Oh, no, I just need